This week, we're pairing pineapple soft serve beer with 90s ska punk.
And I'll be putting your Spider-Man knowledge to the ultimate test.
And Josh, hey, you're getting ready for a colonoscopy.
Woo, that's me. It's a beautiful, chaotic episode of Stuck in Beta.
Let's get into it. Let's get into it? Is it like getting into...
Oh, that's a colonoscopy joke? Too soon.
All right, here we go. Let's start the show. All right, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg, I'm Josh.
I don't know, there's something weird with our intro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play from my soundboard.
I can add that in pretty easily on the YouTube side. I'm sure you could probably add it in on the
audio.
Audio,
yeah,
side too.
It's not difficult, but it also is like...
Yeah.
We've been using that soundboard for, I don't know...
10 years?
So, yeah.
Let's do it.
Decided, hey, I can't play it today.
Yeah. Weird.
Whatever. So, another week.
Yeah.
In the books.
We actually do have quite a bit to talk about, but my time frame is a little bit crunched today.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go see the Spider-Man movie, and you may have already seen it. I don't know. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But we're going to have a beer first?
Let's do it. Today we have from Four Hands the Pineapple Fruit Whip.
I remember you talking about this one, but I have not really heard of it.
So I know at Disney World,
ooh,
there's a big...
smells like ice cream.
Yeah, so at Disney World, there is a very famous Dole. Dole has this place where they have Dole Whips, which are pineapple, and they'll mix it with vanilla or whatever. And they have different... They have other... I think there's a guava and mango and different. But you can also, at the zoo, the St. Louis Zoo has... Uh-huh. The Dole Whips as well.
Oh.
So this is a take off that. It says it's brewed with real pineapple and smooth vanilla cream. Sitting at 4.0 ABV, it's designed to mimic the nostalgic, creamy flavor of the classic amusement park soft serve pineapple whip.
It smells wonderful. So I'm sorry if you mentioned it already, but what is the style? Is it like is it some kind of an ale or... It's not a seltzer or a...
Ale with pineapple and natural flavors.
Oh, okay.
Now.
I did not see that.
Oh, Bobby
that.
Would be have a cow about that, natural flavors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it poured. It looked a little fizzy at first, but that head disappeared in an instant.
It does. It smells exactly like pineapple ice cream.
Yeah, it does. All right.
Now... Not as sweet as the smell.
I agree. A little bit of like that lactose vanilla flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's not
it's different
bad.
Because it's like a dessert in a beer.
Yeah, it almost, I wouldn't say exactly a cider, but it's got like that cider feel, almost like very low. Fizziness to it. It's
low beer qualities, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, what was it? Red's Ale?
Yeah.
Was that actually an ale? I don't know.
I think it was. I don't know. But, yeah, man, look at it. There's no...
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few bubbles in there, but...
Very little. That's unique.
It's a little more bitter than I would have expected. But not in a bad way. It's just because I've had the pineapple Dole Whips.
Yeah,
and
I have not.
They're really, really good, and they're really sweet. And this may have worked better as like a seltzer or something.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's got that little bit of like harshness on the back end that's like, yeah, like I guess it's the bitterness.
Yeah, I see where they're going, but they just, I don't think they... They hit it. You know, they're almost there. And like I said, if they did it a seltzer, it'd probably be a little sweeter, and it would probably work a little better.
Yeah. So what else? Yeah, Tropical Escape in Every Sip Pineapple Fruit Whip is inspired by the iconic soft serve treat that's become a vacation day delight. brewed with hundreds of pounds of pineapple and layered with a smooth velvet vanilla cream character. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's okay. Those are glowing, raving reviews,
yeah,
aren't
I know.
They?
We it doesn't get better than that. So I don't know. I'd put it around maybe a B to B minus.
Yeah, I'd say B minus, C plus maybe.
Yeah, it's fine, and you know, it's only a 4-pack, so
they can't all be winners.
And it's a low it's low alcohol too. It,
yeah, that's true.
4%. It's perfect for summer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a thick one.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh man.
Well, I guess we'll sip on it while we talk about life.
I don't. Yeah. Hey. So, yeah, we went to a concert last
yeah.
week.
Yeah, so you have in here The Urge, Less Than Jake, and Posse in Full Effect.
My Posse, right?
It's My Posse in Effect, yeah.
Isn't it My Posse in Full Effect?
I think it's My Posse in Effect.
Oh, well.
My Posse, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I just wanted to let you know. So that's a Beastie Boys cover band, tribute band. They're really good and fun. But the headliner was The Urge, St. Louis's own, The Urge.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I think because we got there early, it was so dang hot.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
And there was no shade in this place.
Nope.
On the outside. They didn't open the gates to let you into your seats, which were shaded, or there was plenty of shade in there.
Yeah.
So we were some of the earliest arrivals, and we sat outside in the blazing sun.
We were like car number 4 or something that pulled into the parking lot.
We had high expectations of there being more to do and maybe like tents set up and some
yeah.
break from the sun, but that wasn't the case. And I think, you know, I know we had a couple beers, and then I think that we enjoyed the first two acts, and by the time The Urge came on, we were exhausted. I know you even said you had to step away for a little bit.
Yeah, it was... Just the, so sitting in, especially in the beginning, the sun was just blaring down mm-hmm. and covered in sweat the entire time. There was, like you say, you have that line of sweat going all the way down yeah. your back into your crack, back to crack.
Back crack waterfall.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, at some point my body's like, all right, you need to get away. Because in the middle, I love The Urge, but I'm like... I got to step away mm-hmm. from it. It felt almost like we were outside, but they kind of have a covering over you in our seats. But it kind of felt very like a bubble still. Like
yeah, stagnant.
Like this heat bubble. There was no airflow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to step away. One thing, they did have... The huge tank full of water, mm-hmm. and I've never seen them do this. They were dumping bags of ice mm-hmm. into it, and so that water was cold the entire time. The free water was cold.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that. That I think that's a huge game changer, just having cold water. I mean, they could have had just regular water, and it would have been whatever temperature.
But, yeah, we've experienced that before.
Yes. Well, at the ball game, they have those set up, too.
Oh, they do?
And, well, in August, I know.
Yeah.
I know last year we went and had the same thing, and it was just warm tap water.
Yeah.
But at least it's water, you know?
But by the time The Urge was on, we were all just sitting in our seat. Most of the people in the crowd were just sitting. And even I remember Steve Ewing at one point said, yeah, y'all seem pretty chill tonight. You know, I think everybody was just exhausted because it was so dang hot. But as we were sitting there, like you said, it seemed like it just, even though we got a little bit of shade, just the heat and our bodies were just like, we're drenched. Several times I thought that I had like a bugs or something landing on me. No, just beads of sweat rolling from different directions that I've never felt before, like down the front of my legs, which was so strange.
Yeah.
Down my arms, like my forearms, and I didn't feel so bad that night, but, and I didn't tell you this, the next day, like, I woke up, and I felt like I had the onset of, like, the flu or something.
Oh, yeah?
I had a little bit of chills. I was feeling extremely dehydrated, extremely fatigued, and like all day long, I just like laid around. I didn't hardly do anything. I had very little appetite. I put on sweatpants because I was just kind of chilly. So I guess I had some form of heat exhaustion or even just some kind of like I was dehydrated. I don't know what the issue was, but I slept okay. I didn't sleep great, but I got enough sleep that I shouldn't have felt that bad. And yeah, so I guess lesson learned, got to be a little more careful with that and don't go to a concert like 3 hours early or two and a half hours earlier, whatever.
And then that's another thing. We got in, we're like, oh, we can, you know, you have first crack at the merchandise. Some things that sell out right away, you make sure you get. Well, I got a couple shirts, you got a hat, and Lori got a shirt. And I'm like, well, it was like 5:10 at that point. Like, well, let's see if we can run out to the car. The jerk points to the no re-entry. I'm like, really? Come on.
I know. Like, our car is literally right there.
I can see it. Listen. Boop, 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 boop. We're that close.
Yeah, so that was a little frustrating.
Yeah.
Carry that bag around the whole time,
too.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
All in all, it was a good time. Good bands. Les and Jake was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really enjoyed them. I hadn't seen them in a long time, so it was nice to see them. And like you said, the Urge, I love them, but I've seen them so many times now.
Yeah.
And maybe wait another year.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
You know, maybe an indoor show next
time. Yeah. I wouldn't mind going to see My Posse in Effect. I know they mentioned they're going to be playing again in November at one of the smaller indoor venues.
Yeah.
But they were really good, too.
Yeah.
And you went to the Science Center.
Yeah, we went over to the Science Center on last Sunday. And, yeah, it was... So, while you were in bed shaking, and Molly's like, well, why don't you just rest? And I did, and, well, we're going to go to the Science Center now, so come on. Like, well, I thought we were resting. So we went out. We went to the Science Center, and that was a good time because we have membership there, and it was really crowded because, you know, that's indoor, air-conditioned, and the zoo is probably not very busy.
Yeah.
But being a member, you get the tickets to the planetarium shows and all that. Mm-hmm. So we saw this one. I don't know if you've ever been in one of the big shows on the huge screen.
Just once, a long time ago.
It's really crazy how that theater is, because it's like very very steep.
Yeah.
You go up really high and the screen just surrounds the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they're playing a movie, The Odyssey, on it too.
I've heard a lot about that movie, but I don't really know much about it.
It's a Greek mythology, like based off Homer's Odyssey.
Okay,
a poem. Yeah, I don't know much. I know there's certain people that are complaining about the actors they got to play certain roles.
Hmm.
Saying that it's not accurate, yet it's a fictional book that includes a Cyclops.
Okay. Yeah, Tom Holland's in that, right?
Yeah. But anyway, we saw like a movie, one of those about the life of the sea or whatever.
Okay.
So it was really neat.
That's cool.
About 45 minutes. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Well, I was living life as a bachelor all week. One thing I did do on Sunday is I took Lori and Lexi to the airport. They were going to
get out.
They went to Charleston, South Carolina, for I guess 4 nights.
Yeah,
and I dropped them off Sunday morning, and then picked them up last night. But all week, yeah, just by myself. It was nice and quiet, peaceful. I just doing whatever I needed to do. I was actually getting in preparation for seeing the new Spider-Man movie today. I watched the first three.
Oh, yeah.
And I swear there was so much that I had forgotten about.
Yeah.
So rewatching them was huge. I did not watch. I know he was in a couple of the Avenger movies as well. I did not go back and rewatch those.
Now, have you seen the latest Punisher movie?
No, I haven't, because something happened with our Disney Plus membership. It said that our like our payment that's on file had a problem, and rather than look into it, I just decided to watch something else.
Oh.
But I did have intentions on watching that last night.
That and did you watch the Thunderbolts?
No.
Oh.
Great.
I mean, yeah.
You know, there's so much intertwining and connecting with this stuff. I feel like even if you have watched it all, well, for me, I'll find out more about you in a little bit, because I have a quiz coming up that I'm going to have you take about the first three Tom Holland, the trilogy of Spider-Man movies, to see how you do on it.
All right.
Because I forget a lot of stuff. I just watched the three movies, and I struggled with this quiz, so...
I think
you're much better at that stuff than I am.
I think I watched, I don't remember rewatching the first two. I rewatched the third one a few months ago.
Okay.
And
that one's great. I love that.
Yeah,
movie.
With the three in there, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I am getting ready for my colonoscopy on Monday. I had to schedule. Oh, God. That's a horrible sound effect.
I didn't mean to.
I'm kind of nervous about it. I scheduled this like 4 months ago, at least 4 or 5 months ago. And now, you know, it's coming up on it. So I had to go out and get my big jug. It's like a gallon jug
that
has the I call it the colon blow in it. Where you mix it up with water and you got to start drinking it. So you start drinking at 5 p.m. the day before,
uh-huh.
and you drink half of it. And then you at 5 a.m. the day of, you got to drink the other half and totally clean yourself out.
Yeah.
And you got to fast for the entire day before and the morning of.
It's you lose a little weight doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And
colon blow.
Do you remember that Saturday Night Live skit?
It would take over 4.5 million bowls of your cereal.
Yeah, to equal the fiber and colon blow.
You'd have to eat 24 bowls of cereal every day for the rest of your life.
I don't know. I'm thankful that we have this weekend. Tomorrow we have dinner with our other friends. And
oh, yeah.
There's going to be some really good food there, so at least I'll have a really nice Last Supper.
And then you might as well just throw it out in the toilet, you know? Eliminate the middleman.
Yeah. But, so I'll be able to report back on that next
time. So they put you under for that?
Is that
what they do?
Yeah.
They, like, I don't know. I know Molly, I think she's done that, but I haven't. I need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my first time. I reached out to our friend Jeremy because I know he did it a year ago, and he's giving me all these tips. he's trying to tell me, like, you don't have to use water to mix that stuff up. You can mix it up in Gatorade and
I've heard that too.
Better flavoring. And he said, he's like, yeah, just, you know, maybe think about not sleeping in the same room overnight as Lori, because you might be getting up several times to use the bathroom. And then one, he said, well, you're going to be going so many times, you might want to think about getting some flushable wipes.
He's got all the... I'll send you a care package.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Oh, well, good luck with that. So that's Monday's the big day.
Monday is the big day.
Yeah.
Monday morning.
Fun.
Yep.
Well... Speaking of chocolatey rolls, we got our snack.
Awesome segue.
Yeah. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, see, now that played without issue.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So, I saw these a while ago. well, not a while ago. I saw, yeah, it was a while ago. I saw them online, and I'm like, oh, those sound good. Like, they're like coffee, mocha flavored Swiss cake rolls.
Yeah.
And I love Swiss cake rolls, and I haven't been able to find these for a long time, and then I finally saw them. So here we are.
Do you think these are going to pair well with our...
Probably not.
Lemon, or I mean our pineapple fruit whip?
I doubt it. So, let's see if we have a little description.
Little Debbie.
We have nothing. Little Debbie. Oh, actually, I got them. Apparently, best use if... Well, yesterday was the expiration date.
Wow,
apparently.
You have had these a while.
Well, we...
They probably are good for like 6 months or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure they're fine, though.
I hope so.
They probably survive the apocalypse.
Now, I used to love Swiss cake rolls. I haven't had one in forever, and I used to do the little peel.
Yeah.
And unroll.
I'm
going to go straight in.
Yeah, same here. Mine's falling apart.
Those are expired. I mean, it's good.
Mm-hmm. The mocha is very rich.
Yeah.
It is, I don't know if intense is too strong of a word.
Yeah. It's not, I don't think it's that bad or that intense.
Oh, you don't? I mean, no. I feel like it's the flavor of the mocha is stronger than what you would typically get like in a mocha coffee.
Yeah.
It's good, but
yeah.
That's kind of how I can review it.
So, I really didn't think these would be bad in any way. I mean, how could they?
Yeah.
But yeah. Go out and get these. These are good.
I'm almost done with my second one already.
Let me find some napkins.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really good.
You already popped the second one?
Oh, yeah. Waste no time.
So are you one of those guys that gets opens up a Kit Kat and just like where it's got the four stuck together?
Yeah.
And just dive right in. Just bite right into it.
I do break those.
Yeah, well, I've seen Molly not break them.
Huh.
And I'm like, what did I marry? What is this?
But I will say I eat way too fast, and I always struggle to just like take my time and really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, I don't typically watch or eat too much popcorn whenever I'm watching movies, but I was like, yeah, popcorn sounds good. And I made a full bag, you know, a bag that you would typically be able to share with another person. And I was like, rom, 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 just chowing on it. I'm like, what is wrong with you? You're like a starved animal here. I'm like about done with this big bowl of popcorn before the Marvel credit scene is even, you know, complete.
You're going to have to pop another bag.
Yeah, exactly. So, speaking of Marvel stuff, you have been watching some things. What do you got there? The Hawk? What's that?
That's that Will Ferrell show.
Oh, that's right.
I finished that up, and I really like that. I think you should check that out.
Yeah, definitely. Now that Lori's back, I think that'd be something she would like as well. I hope.
That's on Netflix. He's like a old golfer, and his son is in the... He's a golfer as well, and they have like an estranged relationship, and yeah, it's good. I mean, I don't want to spoil any of it.
Okay. Yeah, I want to check that out.
I really enjoyed it. Watch the second episode of the Big Bang spinoff. I really like that too. I'm surprised I like that show. I thought it was going to be stupid, and it is weird. It's like a... What was it called? Stewart Fails to Save the World, Universe.
Uh-huh.
And it's essentially like Quantum Leap, where every week they're in some different place, except more like... Actually, okay. Do you remember that Simpsons Halloween episode where Homer has that toaster that takes him back in time, and then he screw up something in the past, and when he come back, it's kind of like that, because each time they go in, they're moving to a different universe. There's something different about their universe. They still have the comic book shop and all that, but
And that's on HBO, right?
Yeah.
So it's coming out weekly?
Yes.
Okay.
So, oh, you were talking, you watched the first three
movies? In preparation for going to see Spider-Man Brand New Day this afternoon, I was like, I better watch the first three and refamiliarize myself with what occurred during those movies. And because it has been, 5 years since the last one came out, right? Or
2021.
Yeah, 5 years. And so I know that. And man, I don't know if it's. Well, Lori shares this with me as well, because I know we watched them, but we really struggle to remember very much of the details. We're like, oh, yeah, we like those movies. We like the character. You know, I could tell you, like, I remember Marissa Tomei was in them and, you know, just some very vague things about them. But I'm like, I cannot remember the plots. Oh, I remember the third one had Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in it, but that was about it. So I watched those, and, yeah, they're all really good movies. I enjoy those. The second one is a little bit... Yeah, with Mysterio and it's okay.
I didn't like that very much the first time, but then it kind of grew on me. I think it's not as bad as I originally thought, but it's almost like you got to do homework before you go into the next Marvel movie.
Yeah, and I'm glad, like, nowadays, you know, you got the YouTube recap things where you can watch a 15-minute recap that somebody, and there's a ton of them out there.
Oh. What you need to know for Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Yeah. I watched one of them the other day, and then I just watched one with Lori this morning, and she's like, oh, I don't remember any of that stuff.
Yeah. So. And before I get into that, I saw it last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I was one of those where I'm like, I want to see it, because every YouTube channel that I watch is probably going to talk about it, probably going to spoil it for me, so I'm like, let's get it out of the way, you know. So I went and saw it last night, 7 o'clock. The theater was packed.
Mm-hmm. Were you here in B&B?
Yep,
that's where we're going.
And so I don't want to spoil anything, but it was good.
I
enjoyed it.
I know what you mean about seeing stuff, because we were even not me putting in, like, I was going to search for the Spider-Man, you know, like, just summary or before you watch Brand New Day, and it was like ending explained and all the things
like,
were coming
up. I don't want to know this.
I'm
yet,
like, flipping as fast as I can to pass that stuff. But so I have a quiz for you that I created, but before I get to that, I just wanted to mention I did watch one other movie on Netflix that was pretty corny. It's called 72 hours. It is with oh my gosh, I'm just drawing a blank on his name. The little short comedian.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart, yes. Man, I don't know how I feel like some of these movies, they can crank out in like a weekend.
And yeah.
It's like they throw a script together and they just like go to this place and have to. They're not that creative. Like, there's not that much. This one, I would not recommend it. It had a couple of funny parts in it, but I'm like, dang,
I would not recommend.
Kevin Hart creates a movie like every 3 months. There's another Kevin Hart movie coming out.
Does he have like a deal with Netflix, like Adam Sandler, where
I don't know,
it's like he does all his, although no, that can't be, because he's got Jumanji, another Jumanji movie.
Yeah, I saw that was coming out. So but it's him and then a couple of guys from Saturday Night Live are in it, and they probably wrote it, those Saturday Night Live guys. And it's all jokes about, because they're like in their 20s and he's in his 40s, and it's all like, you're an old man, you know, those kind of jokes. And
yeah,
and of course there's you know, issues with bodily fluids, and you know, it's just like, it's just the goofy,
very clever,
yeah, humor. And I don't know, it was one of those where I'm like, it popped up immediately whenever I turned on Netflix, and I was like, I'll give this a try. And I'm like, I probably could have found something better.
Yeah.
So,
well, before we get off the movie, did you see the trailer for Avengers Doomsday?
Yes, I did.
So that I am really excited about that one. That, I mean, it's got everyone back, even Captain America, the, you know, Steve Rogers Captain America is back.
Yep.
And Robert Downey Jr. playing Dr. Doom. I mean,
yeah, it looks really cool. Yeah. And that's December 18th.
Yes.
My anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to convince Lori that's what we should do.
That's what we should do on our anniversary. Yeah. Well, most of these movies, they say, like, it's at, like, Spider-Man, the 31st, but they release it the day before.
And
it used to be midnight showings. Now, then it became like, okay, after 7, then we'll start doing it. But I saw they had, starting at noon, they had showings of Spider-Man. So
I was going to ask you that because, well, Lexi's ex, Jesse, he had already seen it when I talked to Lexi yesterday. And so he must have been like either the early showing the day before, or I got the impression that he saw it a day before that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought Amazon had some deal too. You could see it. You had to sign up and then you could see it. I don't know. Maybe they had, I don't remember I don't know the specifics, but I know they had a deal with that too.
Hmm. All right. So as I was saying, Lori and I, we were refreshing ourselves with these movies and we're like, I don't remember any of this stuff. And so at one point she even said, oh, I bet Greg knows all this. It remembers everything. So I was like, hey, I'm going to try to put together a quiz. And of course, I just used AI. This is a good use of AI, feel like.
For quizzes.
Yeah. I mean, don't use it to, you know, solve your big issues in life. But
okay.
So I said, hey, give me 10 questions covering the Tom Holland Spider-Man trilogy. So Homecoming, Far From Home, and No Way Home.
Okay.
And I wanted the first three to be easy, the next four to be medium, and the last three to be hard.
All right.
So I took this quiz after watching the three movies, and I think I got 5 out of 10.
Okay. All right.
Question one. Which Avenger serves as Peter Parker's mentor and equips him with his first high-tech Spider-Man suit in Spider-Man Homecoming?
Iron Man.
Yeah, that one's very easy. Question two. What is the villainous alias of Quentin Beck, the main antagonist of Spider-Man Far From Home?
That is, I was going to say Mephisto, Mysterio.
Yes, that one's pretty easy too. So these are the easy ones. The last easy one, question three. Which top-tier university do Peter Parker, MJ, and Ned all apply to attend together in Spider-Man No Way Home?
MIT.
Yep. All right. You nailed those three.
Woo!
Question number four. These are the medium questions. In Spider-Man Homecoming, what is the real name of the Vulture played by Michael Keaton?
Oh, jeez. I don't remember, but did you know that Lin-Manuel, what's his name?
Miranda.
He was first, they were going to get him to play the role of the Vulture.
Huh.
And he's like, you want me to do that?
I really like Michael Keaton.
He awesome. he even said, I'm glad I turned it down because Michael Keaton did a great role, you know. So, as soon as you say it, I'm going to go, oh, yeah.
Adrian Toomes.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Adrian Toomes, I was going to say that.
You should be able to get this one, but it is a little bit challenging. What acronym does Tony Stark create for the AI glasses given
Edith.
To Peter? Yep. And what does
even
it stand for?
Dead eyes. Wait, Edith. Even.
Yep.
Even dead. I.
Yeah. You're very close. You're getting there. You think of him as being, he's always been very arrogant.
Yeah, I know. It's like Even Dead, I still rule, but that doesn't...
It's very close.
Yeah.
I'm the hero.
I'm the hero. Yeah, okay. I got a half a point.
Yeah. Question 6. Which villain from another universe is the first to arrive and confront Peter Parker on the highway bridge in Spider-Man No Way Home?
That's Doc Ock.
That one's pretty easy, I feel like.
Yeah.
Question 7. What major secret does this one's easy too. J. Jonah Jameson reveal to the world in the mid-credits scene of Spider-Man Far From Home?
That he's Peter Parker.
Yeah. That one should have been in the easy category, yeah. I feel like. All right, so these last three are hard. Then I actually have two bonus questions that are even harder than hard.
Oh, okay.
So I should have been keeping score. I think you've only missed one, right? Edith?
Edith, and I didn't have Adrian Toomes.
Oh, yeah, Adrian Toomes. Okay, so you're 5 for 7. All right, question 8. In Spider-Man Homecoming, what specific 3,803-piece Lego set is Ned Leeds building?
Not the Millennium Falcon. It's the Death Star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job. Question 9. In Spider-Man Far From Home, Quentin Beck claims that he and the Elementals originated from which specific alternate Earth within the multiverse? This one's hard.
So, he designated this as 616.
Oh, yes, that's true.
But that wasn't 1099, was it? Or 1099.99 or something like that?
No, 833. I don't know what the significance of that is, but... And then, finally, question 10. In Spider-Man No Way Home, what is the exact name of the ancient mystical spell Doctor Strange casts and eventually miscasts to make the world forget Peter Parker's identity?
Something of Kafkal or...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're halfway there.
Oh, man.
Man, you're good at this.
Nah. Because he's like, don't you remember that party at Taj Mahal? Or... No, see? That's...
Runes.
The runes of Kafkal? Yeah. Kafkal?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Kafkal.
Kafkal, yeah.
All right, so there's two expert-level deep-cut bonus questions. So question 11. In Spider-Man Far From Home, what is the full name of the secondary school teacher chaperoning the European trip alongside Mr. Harrington, who frequently mentions his obsession with witches and paranormal phenomena?
Well, I know it's J.B. Smoove.
Yes, it is.
I couldn't tell you his name.
Julius Dell.
No.
This one's interesting to me. You might know this one because I would imagine this one pops up in like weird like callbacks to other things. But in Spider-Man Homecoming, what specific license plate number is on Aunt May's car? And what exact real-world comic book milestone does it reference?
It's like ASM... No. Wait. Isn't it ASM?
Close.
And then some numbers? Or yes. It's... Or is it... TAF 015?
It is. You're on the right
track.
Amazing
Fantasy.
Amazing
Fantasy.
Yes.
Number 15.
May Fantasy. Amazing May Fantasy. Number 15. It was published in 1962.
Okay. No, so, I knew Amazing Fantasy number 15 is like his first appearance. So,
well, this says Amazing May Fantasy number 15, AMF, is what the M stands for. May.
Why is it May?
I don't know. Maybe this is incorrect for AI, but it says that it's the comic issue where Spider-Man made his first appearance ever in Marvel Comics.
Yeah, Amazing Fantasy. I don't know why there's May.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe. So I wonder if we can find out what the license plate actually
Although
was.
AMF, AM being amazing, I could get
well,
that.
But it says A for amazing, M for May, fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm curious now of what the license plate actually says.
Because I know there's different license You're talking about on the...
In the movie.
Oh, Aunt May's...
Stands for Amazing Fantasy.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, 1562.
Yeah, it says... I don't know if we can find a picture of it from the movie.
Hey, I got the idea.
All right. Oh, yeah, there it is. AMF 1562.
So they do that if you look at a lot of the... on. There's my alarm.
Yeah.
On the bridge when he's battling Doc Ock, you see a bunch of different license plates.
Oh.
TSM, the Amazing, TAS, maybe? Yeah, the Amazing Spider-Man and as like a number.
That's cool. Yeah, so that.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. That was, I think, Mark Webb, right? Is he the one that did all those?
Yeah, I know the last name was Webb.
Or was Mark Webb the one? No, he did the Amazing... He did the Amazing Spider. Who did the first three Spider-Man?
Oh, you mean the director?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're going to tell us with your Google search.
I guess so. John Watts. I knew it was a short name, like with a W.
So, yeah, that was fun. I think you did pretty well, though.
Yeah, overall. I did right. Well,
the hard ones were pretty hard.
Yeah. So I've heard.
All right, well, I guess we've made it to Shop Talk already. Yeah. What have you been working on?
So, I haven't worked on it yet, but we have a TV, and the kids turned it on the other day, and half the screen is, like, black. It's dark.
That's so weird.
And I'm like, son of a... You know, so I looked into it. It's backlight, the LED backlight strips that they go out. Well, it's easy enough to take the thing apart. Easy enough. I've done it on monitors before for laptops and stuff. I've never done it for a TV, but it shouldn't be that much different. It's just a lot more screws.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I could take that on. The problem is this particular model, it's a Hisense. And, yeah, I can get a Hisense 65-inch, the strips that will fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
But they use a couple different types in the same model TV.
Okay.
So you got to take it apart to look what you have before you can order it. So the plan was to move the TV from upstairs down to the living room. I work on that. Replace those strips, bada boom, bada bang, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, then Molly just called us before this. We started recording. She's like, hey, Planet Overstock, there's this 86-inch TV for only $300 or whatever.
That's a great price. That is a huge screen.
And yeah, I'm like, I don't know if that'll even fit. Oh, wait, there's also a 75 and a fit. So I don't know.
I've been kicking around the idea of upgrading my downstairs TV, which is like where I have a pretty decent movie setup. And I was thinking about that as I was watching those movies this week, is getting a bigger screen. Because I think mine is 65, somewhere
in
that range.
That's
as well.
What we have, or 65.
Yeah. And one thing that's kind of frustrating is a lot of the movies are in, what is it called? Like they're not 1080.
Oh, they're even wider.
Yeah. And so it cuts off the top and the bottom, and then you're like, oh, man, so the screen size is actually smaller than what your TV is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you think you're going to give it a try still, or are you just going
to? I'd like to do that because I was looking on Amazon for those backlight strips. They were anywhere from like $35 to $45, so. Mm. It wouldn't be a huge investment. If it worked, it'd be great. You know, if it didn't work, it wouldn't be out that much.
So I don't fully understand how that works. Is there a light back behind there that then goes through the pixels? Because you can still see what's going on the screen. It's not on your TV. It's not totally black.
Yeah. So the reason you're seeing... So if it was totally out, you couldn't see, it'd be black. Okay. But if you shine like a light sideways through it, I've seen this on laptops.
Yeah.
If you could shine like a light towards the side, you can start to make out some stuff on there. And you're like, oh, so it's trying to display a picture. It just, you know, has no light.
Mm-hmm.
Because the screen on the front is what actually has your picture, but you need that light shining from the front.
Oh.
Or shining from the back.
And then, so in the case of your TV, there's two of them? There's one on each side? Or
There's strips. So there's like, I don't know, about 10 of them.
Oh, okay.
10 or 12. They're just straight up and down light strips. So that's why there's enough light behind it where you can still make out the picture on the far side, but you can also see
where it stops. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool if you could get that replaced. That'd be a neat fix. I mean, even if you did decide to get a new TV, you could still attempt that fix.
Yeah, true.
Put that TV somewhere else. You can put it down here.
I got another 55-inch down here or something, I think.
Oh.
It's an older one, so it's a bigger one, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am just about finished rewiring that rental house that I've been working on for the last couple of months. That has really turned into a much more, I guess, labor intensive job. It's just so tedious to do all that rewiring. It's so much harder to rewire an old house than it is to wire a new house because you're cutting into walls and trying to find like strategic ways to fish wire through. But I've filmed a lot of the whole process, and now I'm just trying to, I started this week just editing it down, trying to go, okay, what's relevant? How can I split this up and maybe into a couple different videos? And yeah, so I'm just in the beginning stages of that. But I think I mentioned it last time we were talking that I created a little video. I don't know how good it'll do, and I need to like kind of wrap up the ending of it. But I did a bunch of preventative maintenance to my truck before I took that road trip.
Oh yeah.
And I thought that would have been a fun, but the thing is oftentimes you and I have talked about this. You brought it up last time where you found that little SD card where you're like, hey, we had all these starts of projects that we didn't finish.
Oh, I know.
Well, that's what I had intentions on taking video along while I was on the road trip. And then I did have a couple of, well, one issue where my check engine light came on, and I didn't record any of that.
Yeah.
Like, that was so dumb that I could have just had like a 10-second little, oh, look, this happened. I'm in the middle of Montana. Okay, I'm going to pull in and see what this means. And I didn't do any of that. It would have been, you know, relevant to the story. But I don't know. I guess I can speak to it or something and just throw it out there and see if it turns into anything.
Now, your rental house, do you have a goal in mind of when you want to be done so you can start getting renters into it again? Or are you like, well, maybe next year we'll look for new renters?
So this is the biggest project of it.
Yeah, I get that it's taking a while.
Yeah. Once we finish the electric, then it's just mainly painting and a few other upgrades. So ideally I'd love to be done by the end of September and probably get it scheduled to rent during the month of September and say, hey, it's going to be ready to move in October. So it'll be like 80% complete, 90% complete, start, you know, advertising it and getting people to come look at it and then commit to somebody and have them move in at the beginning of October. That's where I'm at right now on July 31st, and we'll see how that goes. Cause yeah, once upon a time I wanted to have it done by the end of June, and yeah, we're well past that.
I mean, well, you kind of dug in and found that it's going to be more than like, this is a bigger project than I thought. So
yeah. Yes, for sure.
Cause wasn't the original intention was just to replace that that window, right? Or that,
yeah.
Fix the window and figure out the slope.
Get the slope. And the flooring slope turned into electrical. And,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like a can of worms.
Yeah. So, I mean, it, you know, it happens.
Yep.
And, or you could have just said, well, that's something I'll deal with later. Let's cover it up.
Cover it up and ignore it.
And,
I didn't want to do that.
And then, you know, you're like, why didn't I just do that when I had the floor open? And, you know.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it would just be much harder to do any of that stuff if you had a tenant
too. That would be impossible. I went and looked at a house yesterday that this lady, she's lived there. She's a renter of mine. She's lived there for like 6 or 7 years. And man, I remember going to look in like 2020 when I bought it, and it was wide open, you know, clear, clean and all that. And she has two teenage kids and they have accumulated so much stuff. It's like now she's like,
you've been to our house.
She's like, I think I'll live here another year, maybe two. I really don't want to move though. We've accumulated so much stuff and the basement's awful. The, you know, and it's like, yeah, you're going to have to, it's going to be a hassle to try to either purge a lot of that stuff or whatever, get rid of it. Cause she's an elderly lady. It's actually, she's grandma and these are her grandkids and, she's been raising them, but yeah, they've acquired quite a lot and they're only like 6th and 7th grades.
So oh, get a big dumpster.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm afraid of is I was telling Lori last night, like if she moves out, she might just leave everything behind. And I've dealt with that before, like I did on this property.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time to clean that out. But anyway, we'll see.
Oh, man.
All right. That's it for
Shop. We're at the end of the list.
I know. We went through fast. This might be one of our shortest episodes.
Man.
What are we at?
We may be under an hour.
Yeah. Well, we're usually like an hour and a half. But.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's refreshing for people.
Yeah. Okay. If anybody's listening or watching, like, subscribe, share.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
Like, subscribe, share.
Oh, well, because, you know, that's what you're supposed to say on podcasts and YouTube and all that.
Well, it's been fun. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Oh, the outro won't play either. Why is none of this playing?
Oh,
this
man.
Is,
technical difficulties.
This is
TV.
Quite the...
Your TV failed you. Now your soundboard's going to fail you.
What the heck?
Man.
Wait a minute. I could... Oh, it's downloading.
This is the worst outro ever.
What was that? I don't know. It's just leather squeaks and creaks.
All right. I don't think that's a very good outro.
We'll just say that's the end.